Good morning, everybody. This is Claire from London Walks, and in the newspapers this week, and also for a couple of weeks now, we've had so much discussion about the present series of The Crown on Netflix. It's become very, very important for a lot of people to watch what is happening in The Crown, but I just feel that we need to put everything into perspective. The Crown is a drama based on history. Originally started in 2013 as a play on the West End called The Audience, written by a man called Peter Morgan. And he has used our present royal family as a basis of writing this drama. When you look at The Crown, there are some incredible acting performances, but they are actors and they are not the real McCoy. They're not the real royal family. And you are not having the real events. And if you put this all on the plate and you say, okay, I'm going to watch The Crown, it's going to be a lovely 55 minutes of entertainment, because that's exactly what it is. When you look at The Crown, you're looking at entertainment. And everything has been embellished and changed dramatically for entertainment. Because quite frankly, if we do look at the real royal family, you might be a little disillusioned, because it might be boring, boring, boring. So therefore, when you watch that Crown, look out for the wonderful acting. Look out for the beautiful houses, the stately homes that they have used to substitute for the royal palaces where they could not film. Look for the actual costumes. This is a costume drama. The costumes are pretty good, and they do emulate and they do follow a lot of what the royals actually wear in real life, but they are just copies. The one thing that I do like to mention when I do the Crown Walk is something very, very important. None of the actors had ever met their real life counterpart, except for one, and that was Helen Bonham Carter. And she did meet Princess Margaret at Windsor. And Princess Margaret, on one occasion, asked her about her acting work. And she replied. And then Princess Margaret turned round and said, "You are getting better, aren't you?" And what I like to think is, would Princess Margaret be pleased with the acting of Helen Bonham Carter today in The Crown? I leave you with that. There are so many other things that I mention on The Crown Walk. One other one that I think is fabulous to mention is that a certain man who was asked to audition to play none other than the great Sir Winston Churchill was a man who was 6'4" tall. Winston Churchill was only 5'7". So again, this is a docu-drama. Do come on our crown walks when we start them again, because they are riveting and you will be running along what is true and what is fantasy. Thank you so much. This is Claire. Bye-bye for now.